Kind of as we're beginning to kick off a new year, I want to ask you to make some commitments as a church to this process of a deep, rich fellowship with one another. You know, in the same way that kind of the fall marks the beginning of a new season and the beginning of a new grade in school or a new school, in many ways, fall is kind of the beginning of the year here at the church. So over the next few weeks, like we've already announced this morning, we're going to have small groups that are starting back up. We're going to have a youth group that's starting back up, children's ministries that's kind of getting into full swing for the fall. There's going to be a lot of things that are starting new and fresh here. And so I don't want to just ask you to be committed to the church body in a general sense, but I want to ask you to do that in a very specific sense. So this morning, hopefully, as you came in, you got an orange card, and if you got, you know, just one for a family, that's okay, and you can kind of make marks on that as a family, but ideally you got one as an individual, and what I want to do this morning is to ask you to just look over the opportunities that we have as a church to experience this kind of fellowship with one another. Because there are a lot of things that are going on here. You know, so as we look down through this card, one of the things that we initiated last year and that we're going to be continuing this year is the Deeper Life class. So there's an opportunity there every Sunday at 9 o'clock before we have service to be plugged into studying God's Word together. And this fall, Brian Gillespie and Todd Dame are going to be leading that class and kind of tag-teaming the teaching for that class. And so they're excited for this process of having an opportunity to be leading us through God's Word. We also have growth groups, like Michelle announced, that will be starting up in just a couple of weeks. And so either next week or the week after, we're going to have the sign-ups that are available for that. And so growth groups are this opportunity that we have, again, to be looking at God's Word together, but really also to do that in deep and meaningful relationships inside people's homes. And we're trying to do whatever we can to make that a possibility for you. So if you see the growth group schedule, that will be available. There will be groups meeting on all kinds of different nights. This year we're going to have something that's kind of new again for us, where we're going to be offering a group time where there will be childcare for people, if that's something that will make it easier for you to be involved with a group. So there are going to be lots of options for you to do that. We have youth group that's starting up. We have the soup nights that we have in the fall, and that is a time where, yes, it's like coming together for fellowship to have dinner with one another, but those are also meaningful times to interact with people in ways that we don't always get to do throughout the week. We have the men's and women's retreats that will come up this year. You know, where the men's retreat's coming up that first weekend in November. So that's something you can even kind of save the date for now. But it's this wonderful opportunity to connect with the other men that are in the church. And the ladies' retreat in the spring gives the same opportunity. And then throughout the year, there are all of these different events that come up. And these events, you know, like when we have different things going on, like the tailgating event in just a couple of weeks. Those are great times, and they're fun, and they're good opportunities for us to just hang out together. But this is also kind of a part of what it is to be a church. As we live and enjoy and experience life together, we care for one another in that regard. So, as you think about your lives, I would ask you to make commitments to being invested in our church family here. And so I'll ask you to fill that out, and then you can drop it in the communication box right outside the door on your way out, and that will be a way for us to just keep giving you updates about what's going on. So, you know, I don't want to walk this back and make this paper not meaningful, but if you say I'm committed to the Deeper Life class, and you sign that up, and you put your email down, and we send you all the information, and you say, like, well, maybe that actually won't work for me and my family, we're not going to keep, like, you know, badgering you over that or anything like that. But it's this way for us to say, hey, these are opportunities that God has placed before us to invest in and care for each other, and I'm going to make a commitment to that.